नमस्ते, आरभामहे। वाक्यकारं पररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। गतपाठे अष्टाध्याय्याः अवगमनम् इति विषयम् अवलम्ब्य विचारः प्रस्तूयमानः आसीत्। कथम् अष्टाध्यायी अवगन्तव्या इत्यत्र विभक्तिम् अवलम्ब्य सूत्राणाम् अवगमनम् कथम् इति उच्यमानम् आसीत्। विशेषेण षष्ठ्याः कः अर्थः, सप्तम्याः कः अर्थः, प्रथमा विभक्त्या किं बोध्यते इत्येते विषयाः गतपाठे उक्ताः। तद्विषये एव किञ्चित् विस्तरेण अस्मिन् पाठे पुनः वदिष्यामि। सो यु केन् सी हियर्, तत्र आधिक्येन अष्टाध्याय्यां प्रथमान्तपदानि, पञ्चम्यन्तपदानि, षष्ठ्यन्तपदानि, सप्तम्यन्तपदानि सन्ति। चतुर्थ्यन्तपदानि तत्र बहु अल्पानि, त्रीण्येव पदानि सन्ति अष्टाध्याय्याम्। अतः आधिक्येन एताः विभक्तयः एव दृश्यन्ते। सो फ्रीक्वेण्ट्लि दीस् फोर् विभक्तिस् आर् यूस्ड् इन् अष्टाध्यायी, प्रथमा, पञ्चमी, षष्ठी अण्ड् सप्तमी। अतः एतासां विभक्तीनाम् अर्थस्य अवगमनेन सामान्यतः सूत्राणाम् अर्थः ज्ञातुं शक्यते। सो इन् दि लास्ट् क्लास्, गतपाठे तत्र षष्ठी, प्रथमा, सप्तमी इति एकस्मिन् सूत्रे षष्ठ्यन्तं पदं, प्रथमान्तं पदं, सप्तम्यन्तञ्च पदमस्ति। तर्हि सूत्रस्य अर्थः कथं ज्ञातव्यः इति उक्तम्, उदाहरणानि च दर्शितानि। षष्ठ्याः विषये एव कश्चन विषयः वक्तव्यः आसीत्, गतपाठे एव आरब्धं, तद्विषये इदानीं पुनः उच्यते। ततः परं पञ्चमी, षष्ठी, प्रथम इति पञ्चम्यन्तं पदमस्ति, तस्य कः अर्थः इति ततः परं पश्यामः। सो बिफोर् नोयिङ्ग् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् पञ्चमी, सो सम् मोर् पायिण्ट्स् ऐ हेव् टु एक्स्प्लेन् इन् षष्ठी, दट् ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू नौ। सो षष्ठ्याः अर्थद्वयम् अस्ति। स्थानार्थः उक्तः, षष्ठ्याः स्थाने इत्यर्थः इति मया उक्तम्। यदि षष्ठ्यन्तं पदं वर्तते सूत्रे तर्हि तस्य स्थाने कार्यं भवति। इफ् तर्हि षष्ठ्यन्तपद इन सूत्र देन् तस्य स्थाने इति अर्थः, इकः यण् अचि, सो इकः स्थाने, अयम् अर्थः षष्ठ्याः उक्तः गतपाठे। किन्तु षष्ठ्याः अन्यः अपि अर्थः अस्ति, देर् इस् वन् मोर् मीनिङ्ग् टु षष्ठी भक्ति, तर्हि सम्बन्ध अर्थे अपि षष्ठी भक्तिः भवति। सम्बन्धार्थे षष्ठी लोके अपि वर्तते, दिस् इस् वेरि फेमस्, दिस् मीनिङ्ग् इस् वेरि फेमस् इवन् इन् डे टु डे यूसेज् वि यूस् इन् दिस् मीनिङ्ग्। षष्ठी भक्त्याः प्रयोगः अस्मिन् अर्थे लोके अपि अस्ति। उदाहरणार्थं बालकस्य हस्ते लेखनी अस्ति, बालकस्य हस्ते लेखनी अस्ति, लेखनी पेन्, हस्तः हेण्ड्, सो बालकस्य हस्ते लेखनी अस्ति। अत्र बालकस्य इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदम्, बालकस्य इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदम्। अत्र षष्ठ्याः कः अर्थः इति चेत्, षष्ठ्या सम्बन्धः बोध्यते। हियर् द षष्ठी रेप्रसेण्ट्स् सम्बन्ध, रिलेशन्, रिलेशन्शिप्, कः सम्बन्धः अत्र अस्ति? बालकस्य हस्ते, हस्त इज अ पार्ट ऑफ बालक, सो दिस इज अ पार्ट एंड होल रिलेशनशिप इज देयर बिटवीन बालक एंड हस्त. अवयव अवयवी भाव सम्बन्धः इति कथ्यते. एवञ्च बालकस्य हस्ते, बालकः हस्तः, अनयोः मध्ये अवयव अवयवी भाव सम्बन्धः वर्तते. द रिलेशनशिप बिट्वीन बालक एंड हस्त इज अवयव अवयवी भाव, पार्ट एंड होल रिलेशनशिप. सो बालकः अवयवी, हस्तः अवयवः. अयम् सम्बन्धः अस्मिन् वाक्ये षष्ठ्या जायते. सो दिस् रिलेशनशिप् इस् नोन् बै षष्ठी विभक्ति, बै यूसेज् आफ् षष्ठी विभक्ति वि नो दिस् रिलेशनशिप्. सो अत्र अवयवे अवयव अवयविभावसम्बन्धः बालकस्य इति षष्ठ्या ज्ञायते. बालकः अवयवी, हस्तः अवयवः, बालकस्य हस्तः हस्ते इत्यनेन अनयोः मध्ये अवयव अवयविभावसम्बन्धः वर्तते इति ज्ञायते. एवम् अस्मिन् उदाहरणे षष्ठ्या सम्बन्धः बोध्यते. एक्साम्पल् षष्ठी रेप्रसेण्ट्स् सम्बन्ध, सम्बन्धार्थे षष्ठी भक्तिः. एवं व्याकरणसूत्रे अपि सम्बन्धार्थे षष्ठी भवितुमर्हति. एवम् इदं लौकिकम् उदाहरणम्. व्याकरणसूत्रेषु अपि सम्बन्धार्थे षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवितुम् अर्हति. यदि षष्ठ्या अवयव अवयविभावसम्बन्धः ज्ञायते तर्हि स्थाने इत्यर्थः नास्ति. षष्ठ्याः अर्थद्वयम्, सम्बन्धार्थः स्थानार्थः. यदि सम्बन्धार्थः नास्ति तर्हि एव अयमर्थः स्वीकरणीयः. इफ् देर् इस् नो सम्बन्धार्थ देन् ओन्लि वि हाव् टु टेक् दि स्थानार्थ. इफ् सम्बन्धार्थ इस् देर् टु दट् षष्ठी भक्ति देन् दिस् मीनिङ्ग् शुड् नाट् बि टेकन्. दिस् इस् द रूल्. सम्बन्धार्थः यदि वर्तते तर्हि स्थानार्थः न स्वीकरणीयः. एवञ्च सम्बन्धार्थेऽपि षष्ठी भवितुमर्हति, स्थानार्थेऽपि भवितुमर्हति. किन्तु सम्बन्धार्थः यदि ज्ञायते तर्हि अयम् अर्थः स्थानार्थे षष्ठी न स्वीकर्तव्या. कथं ज्ञायते वेदर् इट् ईस् इन् सम्बन्धार्थ आर् स्थानार्थ? हौ टु नो? सो देट् विल् बि द क्वश्चन्. तत्र अहं किञ्चित् विल् शो एन् एक्साम्पल् आफ् सूत्र, देन् यु विल् गेट् मोर् क्लारिटी. सो देर् इस् अ रूल्, गोः उपधायाः ऊत् इति किञ्चित् सूत्रम्. गोः उपधायाः ऊत् इस् अ रूल् इन् अष्टाध्यायी. गोः मीन्स् गुः धातोः, गुः इस् अ धातु एण्ड् षष्ठी विभक्ति गोः. गोः मीन्स् गुः धातोः. So is a sixth case, goha, and upathayaha is also sixth case. Upathayaha api shashti bhaktihi, ut iti prathamaya bhaktihi. Even cha, in this rule there are two words with sixth case. Goha iti shashti bhaktyam asti, upathayaha iti api shashtyantam padam, ut iti prathamantam padam. सो इदानीं षष्ठ्याः कः अर्थः? देर् आर् टू वर्ड्स् वित् षष्ठी भक्ति. सो वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् षष्ठी आफ् दीस् टू वर्ड्स्? अत्र उपधा इति पदस्य कः अर्थः? मया पूर्वं संज्ञानां निरूपणकाले उपधापदस्य अर्थः उक्तः आसीत्. उपधा नाम अन्त्यात् पूर्वः वर्णः. penultimate letter is called upatha. Antyas purvaha varnaha is upatha. It's a technical term. And gohaha upathayaha. Guhudhatoho upatha. Guhudhatoho upatha. So, the upatha of guhudhatu. This is the meaning. Upatha of guhudhatu. So, by the word upatha and gohaha upatha. So, because this word upatha is connected with gohaha, so we will get this avayava avayavi bhava sambandha. So, there is a relationship between guhudhatu and upatha. Upatha is a part of guhudhatu. Upatha is a part of guhudhatu. So, there is avayava avayavi bhava sambandha between guhudhatu and upatha, gohaha and upatha. The upatha of guhudhatu, this is the meaning. Gohaha upathayaha means upatha of guhudhatu. So, this shashti, the shashti which is in gohaha, is representing the avayava avayavi bhava sambandha. The shashti in gohaha representing avayava avayavi bhava sambandha. The gohaha avayavaha upatha. Upatha is a part of guhudhatu. See, in this example, guh, ukara is upatha. Because it is a penultimate letter, ukara is upatha. Gohaha upathayaha. Upatha of guhudhatu. And there is one more shashti here. So, this shashti, gohaha, this shashti is in avayava avayavi bhava sambandha. And the second shashti, there is one more shashti, that is upathayaha. Asyaha shashtyaha tu sthane itcheva artha. Here we can't take the sthanartha, because if there is sambandhartha, then we should not take sthanartha. This shashti, the gohaha, atra vidyamana shashti, sambandhartha asti. So, therefore, we should not take sthanartha. But upathayaha itiya shashti, Sashti sambandharthe nasti. To say sambandha, there should be one more word. Upathayaha what? So there is no another word to connect with upatha. Therefore, it is not in sambandhartha, but it is in sthanartha. Ataha upathayaha sthane ut bhavati. Ut is an adesha, ut bhavati. So, kaha arthaha sutrasya? So, guhudhatoh avayavaha yaha upatha tasyaha sthane ut bhavati iti sutrasya arthaha. The meaning of this sutra becomes like this. The guhudha, the upatha of guhudhatu, upatha which is part of guhudhatu, gets ut. The upatha will be replaced with ut. Iti atra sutrasya arthaha bhavati. Evam, so, shashtya sarvada sthanartha nasti. So, the sthanartha is not used always. So, there are two meanings, sambandhartha and sthanartha. If there is no sambandhartha, then only we have to take sthanartha. But, in sambandhartha shashti is not used, is not very common usage in the sutras. So, usually you will find shashti in sthanartha only. But, in the rare examples, you will find sambandhartha shashti also. Yadi etadvishaye prashnah asti prashtum shaknuvanti. So gohaha sambandhartha shashti and upathayaha iti sthanarthe shashti. So if there is question about this, you can ask about shashti bhakti. Then I will go for saptami bhakti. Yeah, so what is the result of this sutra? So the meaning of this sutra becomes, so the gohaha upathayaha, the upatha of guhudhatu gets ut. though in the both the places you will find Shashti Bhakti, the meaning is not the same. The first Shashti is in Sambandhartha. So, Upatha of Guhatatu gets Ut, means the Upatha will be replaced, means this Ukara, this will show. This Ukara will be replaced with this Ukara. This short U of Guhatatu will be replaced with U. So, I think you have know the word Guhate. Guhate is a Guha. So, actually this is Guhatatu. But because of this rule, this short U becomes long U. Guhate. Niguhati. I think Guhyam Niguhati. Niguhati to cover. It is the meaning of Niguhati. So, this is the result of this sutra. What is the result? Visheshana Vishesha Pada. Sixth case. Also seen in sutras. Yes, that's correct. So, in sixth case, you will find Visheshana Vishesha Pada. So, the meaning of that I am going to explain later on in this section only. So, if there are two words, and one is Visheshana and another is Visheshya, then how to derive meaning? So, this is a good question. And I will explain that. So, there are some rules regarding that I will explain later on. Uttamam. So, good question from Padmanabhanji. Yeah. Hraswa U replaced by Dirgha U. Yes. So, the Guh, the short U of Guhatatu will be replaced with long U. That is the result, a function of this sutra. There is no Saptami Vibhakti follows Prathama here. Yes, there is no Saptami Vibhakti because it is not needed in this sutra. Because always the Guhatatu, the Ukara of Guhatatu will be replaced with U. So, there is no Saptami Vibhakti. So, if there is no Saptami Vibhakti, then it will be very simple. So, whenever there is Ukara, so we have to replace the Shashtyanta Pada with Prathamanta. Always. That will be the meaning. If Saptami is there, then there is a restriction. When such word follows, then only we have to do. If there is no Saptami, then always the Shashtyanta Pada should be replaced with Prathamanta. So it becomes Guhate, yes. Think there is a shloka where this word is used. For example, about this, there is a shloka about Mitra, the quality of friend. There they use this word, Guhyam Niguhati Gunan Prakati Karoti. Guhyam Niguhati. Niguhati to cover. He covers which should be covered. Guhyam Niguhati. So, a friend covers which should be covered. Means, which should not be disclosed. He covers that. In the sense, they use this word. Guhyam Niguhati. Sutra has Dirgha Ukara. But, here it is Hasva Ukara. How? Yeah, the dhatu has hraswa ukara, and by the sutra it gets dirgha ukara. Dhatu is guh, hraswa ukara hai vasti. But this hraswa ukara will be replaced with dirgha ukara by the sutra. Is this okay? Who, yeah, Parvata Nathanji. Visheshana Visheshya Pada. Yeah, here it is not Visheshana Visheshya. We will give you examples of Visheshana Visheshya later on. Then you will know about Visheshana, how to understand Visheshana Visheshya Pada. Saptami pare nasti. Yes, there is no Saptami Vibhakti. So if there is no Saptami Vibhakti, it is actually the meaning will be more simple. So easily you can understand the meaning. So the Prathamanta, the Shasht, replaces the Shashtyanta word. Guhu Shabdasi Shashti Gohaha Katham. Actually, it's not Shashti of Guhu, Shashti of Goha. Shashti of Goh is Gohaha. But the meaning of Gohaha is Guhu Dhatoho. It's a different usage. But actually, it is not a Shashti of Guhu. Goha is not Shashti Bhakti of Guh, but it is a Shashti Bhakti of Goh itself. Goh becomes Gohaha in sixth case. But the meaning of Gohaha is Guhu Dhatoho. It's a different usage. Asipaye anavrittihi kila. Asipare iti asti va? Is there asipare in this udupatha yaha goha rajasya? Yes, I mean. Yes, so there is Achi actually, yeah. Anuvritti is there. Udupathayaha gohaha Achi. Yes, so there is a word. Achi is there. So, yeah. Raghu Varmaji has mentioned that. Yeah, so there is Saptamyanta word that is Anuvritta. So I didn't mention, it is not mentioned here because it's not needed to explain Shashti Bhakti, therefore it's not mentioned. But there is a word, Saptamyanta word is also there in this sutra, which is Achi. But you will find some rules where there is no Saptamyanta pada also. So in such places it is. So, Saptamyanta conditioning word is not needed. Then you can just replace the Shashtyanta with Prathamanta word. So, yeah. So, it's good. Raghu Varmaji. So, Achipare Anuvritti Kila. So, he asked about Anuvritti. Yes, there is Anuvritti of Achi. Does the sutra mean all the penultimate ukara will be replaced with dirgha ukara? Penultimate of Guhudhatu. Penultimate ukara of Guhudhatu. Therefore, this shashti is in sambandha. Gohaha. So, penultimate ukara of Guhudhatu will be replaced with dirgha ukara. And actually, one more word is there, as it is, as I mentioned, Achi. Seventh case word is also there. So, Achi means when Ach follows. Swara. When Ach follows, then this Ukara will be, short Ukara will be replaced with Dirgha Ukara. Visheshana Vishesha adjective. No, Visheshana Vishesha words are not there. Actually, it is, can't say Visheshana Visheshya. So, there are other examples where I show Visheshana Visheshya words in sixth case. So, here it is Avayava Avayibhava Sambandha. So, it is not Visheshana Visheshya word. Though both are in sixth case, they are not Visheshana and Visheshya. Is there also Guhati without Dirgha? No, there is no word without Dirgha because Achipare, whenever there is Ach, there should be Dirgha. There is Ach, Guha, you can find Akara. So, always there should be Dirgha. But as I mentioned in the sloka, Guhyam, it is also from same Dhatu, Guhya, Guh. You can see the Guh, the same Dhatu, but there is Ya. So there is not ach. Therefore, you won't find dirgha in that the example. Guhyam, guhati. In guhati, there is dirgha. Guhyam, there is no dirgha. Can a sutra have only sambandha shashti? Yeah, either you will find in sambandha or sthana. So these are the two meanings. Either you will find in sambandhartha or sthanartha. Without being followed by sthana shashti, can a sutra have only sambandha shashti without being followed by sthana shashti? Oh, okay. I don't think such how to find out, but I don't think such examples are there because you need a sthana shashti also in the sutra. So because when there is a prathamanta verb, so we should know which verb should be replaced. So for that, there should be a shashti with sthanartha to replace something. So usually you will find shashti with sthanartha also in such sutras. Okay, astu. So shashti, shashtyaha vishaye uktam. Now you can practice. You can see the Astadhyayi sutras. If you have Astadhyayi book, you can practice whether this is in shakti artha, whether it is sthanartha or not. So how to understand the sutra with seeing these vibhaktis, you can try with this whatever I taught about shakti, prathama and saptami. You can the sutras which you know, some may have studied Siddhanta Kaumudi or Loka Siddhanta Kaumudi, so you can try to understand those sutras, the meaning of those sutras with the help of these vibhaktis. So then you will get more clarity whether it is right or wrong, how they wrote those vrittis. You can compare the vritti of Siddhanta Kaumudi and the meaning you are getting from this sutra with these vibhaktis. So they will get, then you will get more clarity about these vibhaktis and their meanings. Yeah. Saptami vishaye maya puram uktam. I mentioned saptami bhakti also. Sutreshu saptamya nirdishtam yata tasmin pare purvasya karyam bhavati iti maya uktam. Tasmin pare purvasya karyam bhavati iti puram maya uktam. And I gave example also previously. So iko yanachi. So achi is saptami bhakti atra achi iti. So achi pare. इत्यर्थः इकः स्थाने षष्टि स्थानार्थः इकः स्थाने यन् भवति अचि परे इत्यर्थः. But there is an exception to this that I want to mention here. See, this is another sutra, jalam jash padante. Actually the sutra is ante, jalam jashonte, jalam jash ante. Padasya anuvrittirasti. Padasya, the word is taken from another rule, padasya. So, jalam jash padasya ante. Again, in this padasya, there is a sixth case, padasya. This shashti is also in sambandhartha. The anta is the last part of pada. Padasya anta. So, this shashti, the shashti padasya, is in sambandhartha. So it's not in sthanartha. So jalam, the first shashti, jalam is in sthanartha. And jash is prathama. Padasya ante. So padasya, the shashti padasya is sambandhartha. And at ante, saptami bhakti. So, puram maya uktam, it is saptami asti, tasmin pare purvasya karyam. Saptamyantam padam chet, tasmin pare purvasya karyam bhavati. As in this example, ikaha sthane yan bhavati achi pare. So when ach follows, then the ik letters will be replaced with yan letters. Iti puramuktam. Kintu, but this is an exception. If there is a word padante in a sutra, so if there is a word padante in a sutra, tada, then padante pare ityarthaha nasti. When padanta follows, this is not the meaning. We should not take that meaning. But padante vidyamananam, the jal letters which are in padanta, which are at the end of pada, they will be replaced with jash. So padante vidyamananam jalamasthane jash bhavati iti sutrasya arthaha. So padante pare ityartho nasti, jalamasthane jash bhavati padante pare ityarthaha nasti. We should not take this meaning, pare ityarthaha nasti. But padante vidyamananam jalamasthane jash bhavati, the jal which is at the end of pada will be replaced with jash letters. This is the meaning. Ataha iti padante iti padamasti sutre, tarihi padante pare ityarthaha na svikartavyaha. So we should not take the meaning which I mentioned for saptami if there is a word padante in a sutra. Padante pare ityarthaha nasti. Padante vidyamananam ityarthaha. So this is about saptami. Okay, so please give an example for this sutra. Okay, I think the example is very famous. For example, Vagisha. I think you know the word Vagisha. Or you can take just Vak. So, Vak becomes Vag. In this Vagisha, Vak becomes Vag. K changes to G, Vag. See, Vak is a jal letter. And it is at the end of pada, the kakara, the k is at the end of pada, vak at the end of pada. So the k will be replaced with jash, it becomes vag. See, I will write here, it was like this, vak, and it becomes vag. So the k, this is jal letter, it is in jal, and it becomes vag. The k which is at the end of pada will be replaced with g in this example. The chal which is at the end of pada will be replaced with g. So this is the meaning of this sutra. Chalam jash bhavati padante. So there is no condition in the seventh case, means when something follows, that meaning is not there in the sutra. As we did in Niko and Achi, kastane yen bhavati achi pare. So ach should follow to replace ik with yen. But in this example, it is not like that. So if jal is at the end of pada, then it will be replaced with jash. So this is the difference between padante, the saptami, if it is in padante, means the word padante is used in a sutra, then we should take this meaning, not the general meaning. So how can we know k as jal? See, I mentioned jal is a pratyahara. So pratyahara means from j to l in Maheshwara Sutra, the letters which are in between j and l, we have to take all those letters. So what are the letters in between j and l? So that we have to see in this Maheshwara Sutra. J phai gha tha thash jabagana dash k pa cha tha tha chatatau k pai. See, you can see k ka pai cha sha sar hal. So the k is there in jal letters. So whenever a pratyahara is used, you have to check in Maheshwara Sutra. Okay, अतः जलाम जस भवति पदान्ते इति सूत्रस्य अर्थः। सो सप्तमी विभक्तिः अस्ति चेत् परे इत्यर्थः सामान्यतः, बट् यदि पदान्ते इति पदमस्ति तर्हि सः अर्थः न स्वीकरणीयः। पदान्ते विद्यमानानां जलामस्थाने जस् भवति इत्येवमेव सर्वत्र पदान्ते इति पदं यत्र अस्ति सर्वत्र पदान्ते विद्यमानानाम् इति रूपेण अर्थः स्वीकर्तव्यः। इन् पदस्य अन्ते सम्बन्धषष्ठी इस् फालोड् बै सप्तमी एण्ड् नाट् स्थानषष्ठी बट् ईस् प्रसेण्ट् इन् द सूत्र हौ ऐ अण्डर्स्टुड् इट् करेक्ट्लि। There is a question about this. Yeah. So the sthana shakti is always needed in a sutra. Generally we need sthana shakti because when there is prathamanta, a word in prathama vibhakti, if there is a word in prathama vibhakti means it should go to the place of something, means it should replace something generally. So we need a shakti vibhakti word. But there is a word with shashti, there are two words, jalam ityapi shashtyam shashti bhaktyantam asti, padasya ityapi shashtyam shashti bhaktyam asti. But there is one more word, ante. Anta is a, means last part, anta. So when the word ante is used, tada prashna bhavati kasya ante, then obviously there is the question, kasya ante. Anta of what? So you need something else to define ante. So ante without something else, you can't explain the word ante. Because when you use ante, kasya ante? If you say hasta, hand, kasya hastaha iti prashna bhavati. Because hasta is a part. Yada hastaha iti vadati, kasya hastaha iti prashna bhavati. The same way, antah iti padam, ante iti padam yada prayuktam, kasya ante iti prashna bhavati. Therefore, we need one more word to explain the word ante. So, the word padasya is connected with ante. You can't connect with jalam, because jalam itself is letters. So, there is no anta. Jalam ante you can't say, because jalam is individual letters. But if you take pada, then there will be many letters. The anta, you can explain what is anta if you take pada. It can't connect with jalam. So the word ante is connected with padasya. Padasya ante, the anta of pada. Ataha atra padasya iti avayava avayavibhave shakti, sambandharte shakti. So when the anta word is used, kasya antaha iti prashna bhavati. अतः तत्र किमपि पदान्तरम् अपेक्षितम् अन्त इति पदस्य विवरणार्थं। वी नीड् वन् मोर् वर्ड् टु एक्स्प्लेन् दिस् अन्त, देर्फोर् दिस् पदस्य इस् कनेक्टेड् इस् वित् अन्त, मीन्स् इस् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् वित् अन्त, पदस्य अन्ते पदान्ते विद्यमानानां। हौ टु ओके रामप्रियजी, इस् इट् ओके आर् यु नीड् एनी अदर् क्लारिफिकेशन्? How to determine whether it is pratyaya or just a word? Okay. See, to determine whether it is pratyaya or not, as I previously also mentioned, all pratyayas are mentioned in 3, 4, and 5 chapters of Astadhyayi. All pratyayas are mentioned in 3, 4, 5. Third chapter, fourth chapter, and fifth chapter of Astadhyayi. So in other places you won't find a pratyayas. You may find reference to those pratyayas, but the list of pratyayas you will find only in those three chapters. Okay, oh sorry. Okay, this is about pratyahara. Okay, I thought this is pratyaya. Okay. So knowing pratyahara actually is very simple, because you just there are actually only 43 pratyaharas used by Panini. There's a list of pratyaharas which are used with 43-44 pratyaharas Panini used in a whole Ashtadhyayi. And see, if you say jhalam, if you don't take it as a pratyahara, you won't understand the meaning of the word jhalam. Same with dash. If you don't take it as a pratyahara, and if you don't refer to Maheshwara Sutra, you won't understand the meaning of dash, because there is no meaning in Laukika Sanskrita. Samanya Sanskrita, jashiji padasya kopi arthaha nasti. Jalliji padasya api arthaha nasti. So we have to take it as a pratyahara, otherwise you won't get the meaning. You won't find these words in dictionary or anywhere else. इकह शह एकवचनांतस्य प्रयोगः परन्तु झलाम इत्यत्र शह या षष्ठी बहुवचनांतस्य प्रयोगः या इन दिस प्लेस ही यूज्ड बहुवचन बट इवन आई हैव टू चेक व्हाई ही यूज्ड बहुवचन बिकॉज़ इन सम प्लेसेस देयर इज अ रीजन टू फॉर यूजिंग बहुवचन बट इन दिस प्लेस व्हाई ही यूज्ड बहुवचन इवन आई डिडंट गेट. So let us see, if I get some anywhere, I will tell you. In some places he used Bahuvachana, but there is a reason. But I don't know why he used Bahuvachana in this particular sutra. Okay. Yeah. Astu, tarihi saptami vibhaktyaha vishaye uktam. पंचमे विभक्तिः सूत्रे पंचम्या निर्दिष्टं यत् तस्मात् परस्य कार्यं भवति. सो इफ देयर इज सप्तमी पूर्वस्य कार्यं भवति तस्मिन् परे पूर्वस्य कार्यं एंड इफ देयर इज पंचमी परस्य कार्यं भवति अपोजिट परस्य कार्यं भवति सप्तमी विभक्तिरस्ति तर्हि परस्य कार्यं भवति. उदाहरणं पश्यन्तु नः इस पञ्चमी सस्य षष्ठी धुट् इस प्रथमा अतः नः परस्य सस्य धुट् भवति इति सूत्रस्य अर्थः. नः पञ्चमी सस्य षष्ठी धुट् प्रथमा सो सूत्रार्थः भवति नः परस्य सस्य झुट् भवति. सो पञ्चम्यन्तं पदं चेत् तस्मात् परस्य कार्यं यदि सप्तमी पूर्वस्य कार्यं भवति यदि पञ्चमी अस्ति परस्य कार्यं भवति. सो सम मोर एग्जांपल्स विल शो. जयः हः पूर्वसवर्णः अन्यतरस्य इति पुनः is a rule. So jayaha is a fifth case. So actually it is difficult to know whether it is fifth or sixth. So even sixth case is also jayaha only, but for that we have to see commentary or we have to refer to the book to know clearly whether it is fifth case or sixth case. Generally even we can decide because jayaha haha, so it is not part so if you take sixth case it's difficult to explain the meaning, therefore this has taken as fifth case. Jayaha parasya, so the meaning will be hasya, we know because it's shashti bhakti hasya sthane purva savarna, we'll explain later on when we will study sandhi, then we will know what is purva savarna. हस्य स्थाने पूर्वसवर्णः भवति. आई सेड अन्यतरस्याम मीन्स ऑप्शनली द रूल इज एप्लीकेबल ऑप्शनली. सो हस्य स्थाने पूर्वसवर्णः भवति अन्यतरस्याम अन्यतरस्याम विकल्पेन ऑप्शनली बट दिस इज पंचमी विभक्ति सो द मीनिंग विल बी जयः परस्य हस्य स्थाने पूर्वसवर्णः भवति विकल्पेन जयः परस्य हस्य स्थाने पूर्वसवर्णः भवति अन्यतरस्य विकल्पेन इति अर्थः। अतः अन्यत् सूत्रम् अतः रोः उः हसि। अतः इस् पञ्चमी भक्ति, रोः षष्ठी, उः प्रथमा, हसि सप्तमी। यदि अतः इति विहाय सूत्रस्य अर्थं वदामः, रोः षष्ठी, अतः रोः स्थाने, उः भवति हसि परे, रोः स्थाने उः भवति हसि परे। अतः पञ्चमी भक्तिरस्ति, देफोर् अतः परस्य, what is atah, that we will know, so I will explain, just now don't worry about the meaning of this word, but the meaning of the sutra will be atah parasya, because it's panchami, atah parasya roho sthane uhu bhavati hasi pare, it is sutra atah. Atah means, actually it is a hraswa akara, short, why it is short, you will know. But atah means actually is short. Atah parasya roho. Roho means repha, ru. Atah parasya roho sthane uhu bhavati hasi pare. Halaha yamam yami lopaha. This is another sutra. Yamam is shashti, yami is prathama, lopaha, yami is saptami and lopaha is prathama. So yamam sthane, yam again is a pratyahara from year to ma, yamam sthane lopaha bhavati yami pare, yamam sthane lopaha bhavati yami pare saptami, this panchami bhakti. So halaf parasya, because yamam is bahuvachana, halaf paresham yamam sthane लोपः भवति यमि परे, हलः परेषां यमां स्थाने लोपः भवति यमि परे इति सूत्रार्थः। सो सो हकार इन् दिस् फस्ट् रूल् जयः हः पुरसवर्णः हकार विच् फालोस् जय् मीन्स् इट् इस् आफ्टर् जय् gets purasavarna. Hakara which follows jai get purasavarna. Here ru which follows at will be replaced with u when it is followed by hash. Here yam which follows hal will be replaced with lopa when it is followed by yami, when it's followed by again yam. Yami means yam. Iti sutrasya artha. This is how we have to understand the sutra, meaning of sutra with panchami bhakti. See, halas paresham yamam sthane lopaha bhavati yami pare. Evam atra atra if you need for example, if someone asked about to give an example, so we'll know examples of all these in Sandhi Prakarana. When you will study Sandhi, we'll get many such sutras. So just now I will show an example. It is hakara, so don't understand. Vag harihi. I'm giving an example for this first sutra. Vag harihi. So, just I will give general expression, but we will know when we study sandhi, because pura savarna and many such words are there. Vag, the hakara is in chai letters. this ga is a chai letter and there is hakara after chai. The ha follows this chai letter. So the hakara gets purva savarna. The purva savarna means it is purva. Purva is previous. Previous letter is gakara. Savarna is which is the savarna is a technical term. So the whole ka kha ga kha nga are savarnas to gakara. The letters which are in ka varga, they are savarnas to gakara. So the purva savarna, the savarna of gakara replaces hakara. So here the hakara will be replaced with gakara. Why it is replaced with gakara, that everything I will explain later when we study sandhi. But here the hakara will be replaced with gakara, so it becomes vagharihi. It becomes like this. Vagharihi. So vagharihi. Jayaha parasya hasya. Gakara is jai. Jayaha parasya hasya. Jayaha parasya hasya. Purva savarnaha. The purva savarna, there is a replacement. Ataha, in this example, the ha follows gakara. Ha follows jai letter. So this is the effect of panchami bhakti. So yadi panchami bhakti rasti, then that panchamyantam panchamya nirdishtam yata tat puram bhavet. So you find this which is mentioned by panchami, for in this example is jai. You will find jai letter before hakara. So jayaha parasya hasya purasavarana bhavati. Same in these two also. Ataha parasya roho means there should be a then ru. You should follow akara. Hala paresham yamam means first there should be hal letter, then there should be yam letter. Hala paresham yamam yami pare lopaha bhavati. Astu? Okay. So in this if ataha roho, you will find this format. In the example, it should be, it will be like this. First there is at, at means short akara. Then you will find a repa. Plus you will find hash. So this format you will get in example. So the r is following at and it is followed by hash. So if this format is there, then only this rule is applicable. अतः परस्य रोहस्थाने उहु भवति हसि परे. दिस रू विल बी रिप्लेस्ड विद उ. दिस इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस सूत्र. ओके. Is this hal sandhi? Yes, jaya ha 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 pura savarna is an example of hal sandhi. So we will know when we study hal sandhi, we will know, we will get more examples. Okay. Asto. So this is about panchami bhakti. Panchami bhakti hi yadi vartate, tarihi tasmat parasya karyam bhavati. Yeah. Now, there are some rules where you find Panchami, Saptami and Prathama. Only Panchami, Saptami. There is no Shashti. In the previous example, see, in this example, there is Panchami and Saptami, but there is also Shashti. Panchami asti, Saptami Bhakti asti, Shashti api asti. In such examples, it's very easy. It's very easy to explain such sutras. But there are some sutras where you find only Panchami and Saptami. no shashti. See, in this sutra, atra panchami asti, daha iti, si iti saptami, dhut is a prathama. So kaha arthaha sutrasya, if you take the general meaning, then the, how to explain this sutra? Daha parasya, because this panchami, we have to say daha parasya, and this saptami, si pare, dhut bhavati. Kasya sthane bhavati iti nasti. Daha parasya. So, the letter which is after da, guess dhut, but it is not mentioned. So, kasya sthane. And if you take saptami as si pare, when si follows, the letter which is after da gets dhut when si follows. But kasya sthane iti atra atra shashtyantam padam nasti. Anuvrittirapi nasti. So we can't take this word from previous sutra also because it is not mentioned in previous sutra also. So how to explain such sutras? Where there is only panchami and saptami, not shashti. Etarsha sthane sutrarthaha katam vaktavyaha iti prasnaha bhavati. So, in such places, yada panchamyantam padamasti, saptamyantam padamasti, shashtyantam padam nasti, when there is no sapta shashtyanta pada in that sutra, and only panchami and saptami are there, then this saptami should be considered as shashti. This saptami should be considered as shashti. Means, the meaning of shashti, though it is saptami, we should take the meaning of shashti bhakti. Ataha, atara daha parasya sasya dhut bhavati tyartha. So we should not take this meaning. Daha parasya si pare dhut bhavati tyartha na svikaraniyaha. Kimartham, atara yadi daha parasya si pare dhut bhavati tyartha svikriyate svide. Take this meaning, so it is not clear. So in which, where we have to do this action, it's not clear in this sutra. So in such places where there is panchami bhakti and saptami bhakti, and there is no shashtyanta pada, sadrisha sutreshu saptamyaha shashtyarthaha svikaraniyaha. Saptamyaha shashtyarthaha svikaraniyaha. So 5-7 becomes 5-6. So daha parasya sasya dhut bhavati ityartha. Daha parasya sasya dhut bhavati iti sutrartha. And here I didn't mention sasya sthane. I wrote only sasya dhut bhavati. So there is a reason that I will explain in this section what the importance of it. Here you can see it too. And it is it, means it disappears. It has it samnya. So, later on I will explain the importance of tit, kit and mit. Then I will explain why I didn't write sasya sthane. Daha parasya sasya dhutbhavati. I left the word sthane, though it is shashti, because I will explain the importance of tit, then you will know. Actually, it is sambandhartha. This shashti is in sambandhartha. So, that I will explain when I am going. And there was a question, whether there can be shashti only in sambandhartha shashti. So, in such places, there is possible. In such places, only sambandhartha shashti is possible. But you will know about this when you study this tit, kit and mit, that in the upcoming classes, I will explain the importance of tit. Then you will know clearly. Akasavarane dirghaha shashtyantam. Yeah, there is a question. Akasavarane dirghaha shashtyantam na. See, akaha is shashtyanta only. Savarane is prathamanta and dirghaha is savarane saptamyanta and dirghaha is prathamanta. But while explaining a sutra, you should consider anuvritti. I will explain that what is anuvritti, how to know whether there is anuvritti or not. That I will explain in the next class. So before considering, before explaining meaning of a sutra, we should see whether there is anuvritti or not. So seeing that, we have to explain the meaning of this, of any sutra. In Akasavarana Dirgha, there is anuvritti. So depending on that anuvritti, the meaning may change slightly different, you may get. But akaha is sashchanta padam only. Is it okay, Shivaramji? So, if you find this format in a sutra, panchami and saptami, only panchami and saptami, and shashchanta padam nasti. If you find this format, then it should be changed to this. It should be made panchami and shashti. Ayom artha karaniyah. Daha parasya sasya dhut bhavati. Iti artha sikaraniyah. Okay? So, this is about panchami bhakti. So, explained shashti, prathama, saptami and panchami. Only tritiya bhakti is left. That we'll know in the next class. So actually, examples you will know when we study, because it is because I didn't explain what is dhut and what is the effect of takara. These are not explained yet. So even if I give example, it will be more difficult to understand. So I'm not giving example only for that, because in this level, understanding the sutra is important. Seeing the vibhakti, how to understand the sutra. Application part is different. Understanding the sutra is different. So I am only explaining how to understand these sutras. How to apply, that is different. While applying, you should know the meaning of each word clearly. For example, in this Dasi Sutra, you should know what is the importance of tit. Why Panini used takara. That also we should know. That I didn't explain yet. So therefore I didn't give example here. So I will give examples later on. When we study Sandhi, etc., then we will get many examples. Then we will find the application part of this. But in this level, try to understand the sutra. Even if you don't know the meaning of these words, just by seeing the case endings, how to decide the meaning of this sutra. That is important. Okay, so next class will be on, as usual, Wednesday, not on Friday. So if you have any problem, then I will do on Friday. Otherwise, usually it will be on Wednesday only. So next class will be on Wednesday. Astu, if you have any questions, you can add in a Google group. There were discussions also going on. If you have any questions, you can ask them. Astu, samapayam. Vakyakaram, vararuchim. भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् अस्तु पुनर्मिलामः.